Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. If you love the Lord, say amen. If you love the Lord, say amen. Hallelujah. Very, very quickly, we shall be looking at understanding seasons. Understanding seasons. Understanding seasons. In the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 41 to verse 44, the Bible said, when he was come near to the city, he beheld the city and wept over it. That was Jerusalem. All the way to verse 44. Saying, if thou hast known, even thou at least in this thy day, the things which belong to thy peace. See, but now, they are hid from thy eyes. If only you knew the day you are in. God is a God of times. He's a God of seasons. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and in verse 1, it said there is to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. So God ties purpose to season. He ties purpose. He marries purpose to season. When purpose marries season, destiny is born. For ordinary people, seasons just pass. Times just come and go. But for God, the arrival of time is the arrival of the purpose for which that time arrived. Now, what is the benefit of understanding seasons? One, seasons are maximized when seasons are understood. You say, how I wish you know the day you are in. You could have behaved better. You could have maximized this day. But they are hid from your eyes. Seasons are maximized when seasons are understood. Number two, times of visitations are prepared for when seasons are understood. For example, if you know that this is your season and God is planning to visit you and God does not visit emptiness, then you prepare. God does not visit carelessness, then you prepare for the seasons. Times of visitations are prepared for when seasons are maximized. Number three, command is assumed when seasons are maximized. People step into command when seasons are understood. In 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and in verse 32, it said concerning the sons of Issachar, the children of Issachar, he said, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. The heads of them were 100 and all their brethren were at their commandment. You step into command. Command is assumed. You become rather a commander when seasons are understood. Number four, leadership is provided. Or followership is commanded. Leadership is provided in bracket. Followership is commanded when seasons are understood. You become an effortless leader. You know the time, you know the season, you take the lead and others follow. You know what God is doing in this season, you just take the lead. And others who are not aware, just follow your lead. All their brethren were at their commandment. Number five, tragedy is averted when seasons are understood. For example, he said because Israel did not know the time of their visitation, Luke chapter 19, verse 41 to 44, he wept over the city Keep going. Saying, if thou had known, even at least in this your day, the things which belong to your peace, you say, but they are hid from your eyes. Keep going. For the days shall come upon you that your enemies shall cast a trench about you, compass you around, and keep you in on every side. And they shall lay you to the ground, even with your children, because you don't know the time of your visitation. They suffered calamity because they didn't know the time, the season of their visitation. Tragedy is avoided. If, for example, you are aware that tomorrow there will be a heavy rain, you would have prepared better, and so on and so forth. Tragedy is averted when seasons are understood. Number six, regret is minimized. Many people regret because they fail to understand season. Regret is minimized when season is understood. You won't be lamenting and keep on lamenting. Oh, how I knew. How I wish I did this at this time. How I wish I moved faster. How I wish I took more action. How I wish I did this or did that. If season is understood. When Paul the Apostle said, I am now ready to be offered, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 6, and the time of my departure is at hand. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6, I am ready to be offered, the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have kept the faith. What he meant to say is, it is time for me to go and there is no regret. It's time to go and there is no regret. Regret is minimized when season is understood. What number are we, please? That's number six. Number seven. Destiny is fulfilled when season is understood. You become what God wants you to be. You step into where God wants you to step into. You achieve what God wants you to achieve when season is understood. The same Luke chapter 3, verse 31 to verse 33. Let's read it together. He said, Right, just one moment. Luke chapter 3, verse 21. When all the people were baptized, 21 to 24, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven, which said, thou art my beloved son, in thee I am well pleased. And Jesus himself began to be. That word began to be is enough. He was in a particular season. He understood the season. And because he understood the season, he began to be anything God wanted him to be. If you read Luke chapter 4, verse 14, Luke 4, 14, he returned in the power of the Holy Ghost in this same season, and his fame spread abroad. Somebody shall begin to be what God wants him to be. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. So what is the benefit of understanding seasons? Can you go over it one by one? Number one, seasons are maximized when seasons are understood. Number two, times of visitations are prepared for when seasons are understood. Number three, command is assumed when seasons are understood. Number four, leadership is provided, and that is followership is commanded. People follow you when you understand the season. Number five, tragedy is averted when seasons are understood. And number six, regret is minimized when season is understood. Now, destiny is fulfilled when season is understood. Now, what season are we as a commission? The Bible says Jesus began to be 30 years, about the age of 30 years. We have begun to be about the age of 30 years. Right? By November, we are 30 years. So we are beginning to be about the age of 30 years. Do you understand? Whenever you are inside a vehicle, the destination of the vehicle is your destination. Whenever you are in an aircraft, where it is landing is where you land. When you are within the commission, the destiny of the commission is your destiny. Whatever is the season of that commission is your season. Whatever is the implication for that commission is the implication for your life. So I'd like you to take note of seven of the implications of the season we are in so that you can understand the season that you are in. If you are inside this commission and you are here, what season are you in? Number one, it is the season of the full manifestation of divine plan and purpose. At the age of 30, Jesus stepped into the full manifestation of God's plan and purpose for him. We are in the season of the full manifestation of plan and purpose. Whatever plan and purpose God has for this house and has for every member of this house, we are in that season. All this is coming out of Luke chapter 3, verse 21, all the way to verse 24. Number two, it is the season of open heavens on every side. The Bible said the heavens were opened unto him. Luke chapter 3 and in verse 22. We are not as a commission permitted to experience closed heaven this year and going forward. As individuals under this commission, you are not permitted to be under the closed heaven from this moment and going forward. Somebody say aloud, amen. Luke chapter 3 verse 21. What season are we? Number three, we are in the season of the clothing of the Holy Spirit. The heaven descended and the Spirit disappeared into his body. We are in the season of the clothing of the Holy Spirit. The robing of the Holy Spirit. That was Luke 3:22a. The meaning of that is, we are said to experience the Holy Ghost like never before as a commission and as individuals. Number four, we are in the season of hearing his voice of validation and announcement to our generation. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. We are in the season of hearing his voice of validation and his voice of announcement to our generation. Luke 3:22b. The voice came and said, here is my beloved son, in him I'm well pleased. When God announces you, no devil can denounce you. Am I communicating at all? And everybody within this commission, get ready, because in this season and in this year, God's voice is about to be heard by you and heard by those who know you concerning your announcement and your validation. Somebody shout the loudest, say amen. What season are we? At this point, we move on to the life of Joseph. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 46, the Bible said, and Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh. He saw the dreams as a child. By the time he arrived at the age of 30, the dream came to pass. Hallelujah! I don't know the visions and dreams you have had. You are in that season. Number five, we are in the season of the fulfillment of age-long dreams and visions. Hey! Age, I'd like you to add this to the declaration of the year for you. Age-long dreams and visions. The dreams you had as in childhood dreams. Early Christian life dreams, the things you see God do with your life, the thing that came to you by prophecy, the things you saw in Revelation that appeared like they will never come to pass. It came to pass for Joseph at the age of 30. It will come to pass for you and for me and for us. In the name of Jesus. This season, did I jump one? What number are we? First was the season of the full manifestation. Second, open heavens. Third, the season of the clothing of the Holy Spirit. Number four is the season of hearing the voice of validation. Number five is the season of the fulfillment of age-long dreams and visions. We are going to number six. Number six, it is the season of rulership and kingship. Joseph became prime minister at age 30. David became prime minister at age 30. Became king of Israel at age 30. Genesis chapter 41, verse 39, all the way to verse 43. And the Bible said, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed you all of this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to your word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. He ruled, he reigned. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand, put it upon Joseph's hand, arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a golden chain about his neck. Made him to ride in the second chariot, which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. Congratulations, welcome to the season. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. I don't have the time tonight to tell us what are the things that can trigger the arrival of a season. Number one is desperate praying. It's desperate praying. They were in the upper room until their season came. In Acts chapter 1 verse 14, they continued in the upper room in prayer. We have continued for 20 days. And then in Acts chapter 2 from verse 1 to verse 4, the day of Pentecost finally came. And they step into the season. Number two trigger for the arrival of season is obedience. Obedience to divine instructions and directions. When God is speaking and we're obeying, it facilitates the season. When Jesus said, my time has not yet come, that is, it is not yet season. The woman, mother of Jesus, Mary, said, whatsoever he tells you to do, do. If he will only do what he says, season will come. That was John chapter 2, verse 5. Just do what he says to do. It will fast forward season. Be ready to obey. It will accelerate season. Tonight, welcome to a most exciting season. Is somebody excited at all? Can you tell me the season you are in? Put it on the screen for everyone to see. What season are you in? Number one. Read it from your book if they are not fast enough. Number one is a season of divine manifestation. I like you to say, for my life, okay? When we are praying, it's for the ministry, but the ministry means everybody inside it. But now, number one, is the season of the full manifestation of divine plan and purpose for my life. Number two, the season of open heavens on every side for my life. Number three, the season of the clothing of the Holy Spirit on my life. Number four, the season of hearing God's voice of validation and announcement to my generation. Number five, the season of the fulfillment of age-long dreams and visions of my life. Number six, the season of rulership and kingship for my life. Stand up on your feet and step into that season. That's stand up was too weak because of the fast. Tomorrow we are already breaking the fast. Take your seat. Take your seat. Take your seat. You know the reason why I'm smiling? I'm smiling because everything has advantage. This is my uncle now, for example. You will never know he's fasting. But look at me now before I go far. Everything has its own advantage. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So are you ready to jump up? Now you are in your season. Stand with a shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. Lift up your hands and begin to thank Him first and foremost for your arrival. The Lord has the key of David. We'll sing that at the end. I have stepped into my season of open doors. Now, but before then, open your mouth and pray.
Let's go.
Japaka poko pake de leko bagadaya. In shoteke poko pake de leko bagadaya.